Encouraging you to answer God's call, to patient endurance. Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Psalms and Matthew. On Thee, Eternal One, I set my heart. All the day long I wait for Thee. In Thee I trust. Ah, disappoint me not. Never let my foes triumph over me. May none who wait for Thee be disappointed, but those alone who wantonly abjure Thee. Let me see Thy ways, O Eternal. Teach me what are Thy paths. Lead me, as Thou art true to Thy word. Teach me, for Thou art God my help. Remember Thy compassion and Thy kindness, for they are Thine of old, O Eternal. Remember not my faults of youth, and in remembering my sins, be kind to me. Kind and upright is the Eternal. He teaches any who go astray, guiding humble souls aright, teaching humble souls His way. Kindly and faithfully He ever deals with those who keep His compact and commands. O Thou Eternal, as Thou art Thyself, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Whoever reverences the Eternal learns what is the right course to take. His own life shall continue prosperous, and his posterity shall hold their land. Those who revere the Eternal have His confidence. His compact is to instruct them. Mine eyes are always on the Eternal, for He will clear me from perplexities. Turn to me and have pity, for I am lonely and low. Relieve the anguish of my heart. Free me from all this pressure. Confront my foes, for they are many, and cruelly they hate me. Consider my distress and pain, and pardon all my sins. Preserve me and deliver me. Ah, disappoint me not, as I take shelter with Thee. May my devotion and my loyalty preserve me, for I am waiting for Thyself, O Thou Eternal. Now when Jesus came to the district of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They told Him, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "And who do you say that I am?" So Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered him, "You are a blessed man, Simon Bar-Jonah, for it was my Father in heaven, not flesh and blood, that revealed this to you. Now I tell you, Peter is your name, and on this rock I will build my church. The powers of Hades shall not succeed against it. I will give you the keys of the realm of heaven. Whatever you prohibit on earth will be prohibited in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven." The earth belongs to the Eternal, and all earth holds, the world and all its inhabitants. 'Twas He who founded it upon the seas and fixed it on the floods. Who may ascend the Eternal's hill? Who may stand within His sacred shrine? He only who has clean hands and a heart unstained, who never sets his mind on what is false, who never breaks his word. He gains a blessing from the Eternal, a boon from God his Savior. Such are the men who are in quest of Him, who seek the presence of the God of Jacob. Raise your arches, O ye gates! Raise yourselves, you ancient doors! Welcome the glorious King! But who is the glorious King? 'Tis the Eternal, strong in might, the Eternal, conquering from the fight. Raise your arches, O ye gates, raise yourselves, you ancient doors, welcome the glorious King. But who is the glorious King? The Eternal, God of hosts, He is the glorious King. You've been listening to the Word of God from the Book of Psalms and Matthew.